This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Athletes from around the world are making their way to Rio de Janeiro this week for the Summer Olympic Games. Wisconsin is sending a handful of athletes, continuing the state's rich history in participating in the Games. WTMJ-TV sportscaster Jesse Garcia has written a new book, Going for Wisconsin Gold, which profiles many of the state's remarkable athletes.
Well, I have to start with our very first Wisconsin Olympian from 1900. His name is Alvin Krenzlein. He grew up in Milwaukee and then went to UW-Madison for a couple of years before being lured away to the University of Pennsylvania. Alvin Krenzlein is notable, and I really can't believe he doesn't get more notoriety than he does, because he invented the modern hurdling technique of putting one lead leg forward and the other leg back. So believe it or not, prior to that, in the late 1800s, people would run up to a hurdle and they would just sort of hop over it and then go to the next hurdle and hop over it. Nobody had figured out that you could stay in stride if you kept one leg up. So yeah, he really is something else. He won 4 gold medals in 1900. He is still the only person to win 4 individual gold medals in one track and field in one Olympics, more so than even Jesse Owens or Carl Lewis, who each won one of theirs in a relay, which... Speaking of Jesse Owens, brings me to one more athlete to mention then, Ralph Metcalf. This was from the Hitler Olympics. And when Jesse Owens was able to shatter Hitler's dream of Aryan dominance, Ralph Metcalf was assisting him. They were both terrific runners. Metcalf from Marquette University. He'd grown up in Chicago but went to Marquette. And they ran in a famous relay together as well, right in front of Hitler. So, you know, it just seemed that everywhere we turned, there were Wisconsinites involved in all these major Olympic moments.
So you highlighted some athletes that were quite prominent in the early and mid-1900s, but there are some very notable Wisconsin Olympians from the 2000s. We have former brewer Ben Sheets, gymnast Paul Hamm. I'm sure people remember the Hamm twins that competed. Mm-hmm. Garrett Webergale in swimming, who's my high school classmate, and Ben Provisor, who's again going to the Olympics this year.
Yep, Ben Provisor is back at the Olympics this year. I mean, there are so many notable names from really, you know, if you look at modern times, I mean, the 80s, the 90s. Of course, Eric Heiden, Mark Johnson, and Bob Suter, who were involved in the 1980 Miracle on Ice. Dan Jansen, Bonnie Blair. The list goes on and on. You mentioned a few of the others, Ben Sheets. Karen Bai, I think, is a really interesting one. She was on the first U.S. women's hockey team that won a gold medal as well. It was the first year that they'd allowed women's hockey in, and they wound up winning a gold in 1998. You know, it is pretty amazing. We have over 400 Wisconsin Olympians from 1900 through our most recent Olympics, 2014. Actually, if you add it in 2016, same, you know, we're getting up about 430 or so now. We decided early on that to have a Wisconsin connection means that you were either born here, you grew up here, you trained here, you went to school here. You know, there was some way that Wisconsin was really a part of your story.
So what fascinates you so much about the Olympics, Jesse?
Well, I've always loved the Olympics. I can still remember being 10 years old and watching the games in 1980. There's something about the fact that it is the whole human experience to me. You have winners, you have losers, you have heartbreak, you have joy, you have physical pain, emotional pain. You know, I mean, you have everything sort of compressed into each one of these races that we watch.
WTMJ-TV sportscaster Jesse Garcia is the author of the new book, Going for Wisconsin Gold, Stories of Our State Olympians. You can hear voices of Wisconsin Olympians all this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and online at WPR.org/Olympics.